It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. As the new crop season begins, farmers should take stock in one important part of their business, their data. An associate professor at Ohio State University, John Fulton, offers insight into what farmers should do as the season begins.
First of all, what data are we collecting on the farm today? Define that to some extent so you know what's available as you speak to others that are going to provide services, or you want to generate recs or information from that data on farm. You need to kind of get that. Secondly, I think more importantly today, as we think about all these digital tools and people that are providing services, how am I going to share data and which data is required by those services to render back that information and recommendations? So, you know, understand what I've got I can collect today, and maybe what I'm not collecting today, but then the sharing part of that, and probably the biggest thing that a farmer needs to focus on, or someone helping that farmer, is being able to organize that data.
John said most farmers already have a lot of data on hand. The next challenge is getting it into a useful form. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. This is a day to be a little careful out there. The Monday after the springtime change, like the one we made over the weekend, hospitals around the country report a 24% spike in heart attack visits. And it may not be a coincidence, doctors see the opposite trend in the fall. On the Tuesday after we turn back the clocks, heart attack visits drop 21% as people get a little extra pillow time. Researchers say it's an example of how fragile and susceptible our bodies are to even just 1 hour of lost sleep. Oh, and because of the time change, we're also prone to make more mistakes, including potential deadly mistakes on the roads. So drive with a little extra caution today. From This Week in Agribusiness, selling in soybeans continued overnight. After the USDA trimmed that soybean export outlook last week, the government raised its estimate of the carryover stocks of soybeans. Folks in North Dakota are remembering George Senner, a two-term former governor of that state. He died last week at the age of 89. George Senner was governor during the dark days of the farm crisis of the 80s. After his second term, he served as an official for the Crystal Sugar Company. But throughout his career, he remained active in his farming operation near Castleton, North Dakota. They imploded the tallest building in Frankfort, Kentucky yesterday. A good crowd armed with smartphones was there to witness the destruction of the old Capitol Plaza office tower. I say old, but the tower, closed for less than 2 years, had a rather modern look to it, was actually only 46 years old. It was imploded to make way for a new office building and garage. Oh, and back on that subject of sleep, from Twitter, there are posts that occasionally pop up on my account from a scanner listener in Chicago who monitors the police department. This morning at the 3 o'clock hour, a dispatch went out for a car to check on a slumper in the Wendy's drive-thru on West Garfield in the city. A response came back on the police radio. Maybe their service is lousy and that's why they fall asleep waiting. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Challenge of the Week from Bayer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.